This is Betty Trunell speaking for the Decatur Public Library. Our guest today is Mr. Robert Emmons. Well, Mr. Emmons, are you a native of Decatur?
No, ma'am, I am not.
Well, where did you come from? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in the central parts of Missouri, just north of the Missouri River, not too far from Jefferson City, the capital. Grew up on a farm.
Oh.
And got my high school education in Fulton, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And did you stay in Fulton until you were ready to leave home?
I continued to live in Fulton until the World War I came.
Well, you took part in World War I because I saw you the other day presenting the colors at a ceremony.
Yeah.
What were some of your experiences in World War I?
Well, I enlisted in July of 1917 and was, after passing the original examination in St. Louis, I was sent to Parris Island, South Carolina for training. I trained on the island in the Marine Corps and ended up, after my training, on board a battleship, the USS New Mexico. Mm-hmm. We crossed the ocean, laid in the harbor at Brest for some time. And then later on, after the armistice was signed, we were the escort ship for Woodrow Wilson that went to Europe to sign the terms of the treaty.
Now let's see, this was the Navy, Army or Navy that you were in?
Marine Corps.
The Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And you were on board ship all the time?
Most of the time. I did some guard duty in one of the barracks at Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. But most of the time I was on board the battleship. Mm-hmm. I was discharged in August of 1919.
Did you have any attacks while you were on the battleship?
I had one little skirmish with a submarine.
But you came out all
we
right.
We came out okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, then, if you escorted Woodrow Wilson, that was the end, or near the end, of the war.
That's right.
And when were you discharged?
In August of 1919.
Mm-hmm. And then you came back to Missouri?
I came back to Missouri, yes, ma'am.
And then you started in working?
I didn't start working directly. I did work for a short time. But I went to Quincy, Illinois to enter Jim City Business College and took all the accounting and business law and everything they had to offer. And then I got into the bacon business.
I believe it was your occupation for most of your life in
yes,
the bakery business.
That's right.
Where was your first job?
First job was with the Corn Bacon Company in Quincy, Illinois as their office manager and general accountant.
So your business education stood you in good stead.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
Well, let's go on from there. What from then? What were some of your other jobs?
Well, I went into the bacon business for myself for a while.
Oh.
And that didn't turn out too well. I sold out to a former friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. You preferred the business part of it.
Yeah. And then I went into sales work with Remington Rand Company.
And that must have been about the time of the Depression.
That was right ahead and in the Depression time.
Well, tell us what your experiences were in the Great Depression.
So happened I was living in Davenport, Iowa at that time.
Were you married then?
I was married, and I had two children, the two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they were both very young, of course. My wife had an appendix operation, very serious. It had ruptured. And we reached the point where it was almost impossible to sell anything at that time. And I didn't know just what was going to happen to us. All out of a clear blue sky, one day my wife received a telephone call from a former friend of mine who had been sales manager of the bakery that I worked with. wanting me to come to Burlington, Iowa and take over the management of the Tasty Bread Company.
That was almost providential,
That was a blessing.
Yes, it was.
One of the greatest blessings that I ever had.
And of course you went.
I certainly did. I certainly did.
How long were you in Burlington?
I was in Burlington 5 years, and during those 5 years, in 1934, my son was born.
Mm-hmm. And
that rounded out my family.
Right. And now, how did you get to Decatur?
Well, they needed a manager for the Taste of Bread plant here in Decatur, and I was transferred from Burlington Highway to Decatur to take over the management of this plant.
It was the same company.
Same company, yes, ma'am.
So you came to Decatur then. We finally have you in Decatur in
1938.
April, I think you said.
April.
So now you were here a little longer before your family, weren't you?
Yes, they wanted to stay till school was
out. Yes, right. So you were settled then at that time in Decatur.
That's right.
And now what... you said you were manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. What were your duties?
Well, as a general manager of a plant, you got charge of the production and charge of the sales both. Mm-hmm. So I had both charge. Of course, I had a superintendent of the shop who directly supervised the production of the bread and rolls. But the sales force and the office were under my direct management.
Mm-hmm. They specialized in bread and rolls.
That's right, buns.
Buns, uh-huh. Yeah. And all the bread was baked right here.
It baked right here in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. I believe that isn't the same. The situation in the bakery business has changed a little bit now.
Yeah, quite a little bit. At the time I first came to the kitchen, there were three wholesale bakeries here. The Purity Baking Company and the Conklin Baking Company and the Tasty Bread Company.
And now
there's only one of these bread companies are still operating. That's the Purity Baking Company.
Mm-hmm. And
I understand that they don't break bread. They do bake a lot of products here, but not the bread.
The bread that many people have is brought in from other
bakeries. Oh, yes, brought in from some other bakery, some larger plant, probably.
Now, of course, the distribution was different, too.
Oh, yes. We had more retail outlets at that time. Decatur had a lot of independent grocery runs. In the country stores, we had a lot of country stores open at that time. And there was very few of the larger chains operating. And naturally, we had a very important responsibility of serving all these outlets.
So the delivery was quite a business.
Well, quite a problem and quite a business, you betcha.
And it probably had to be delivered more often, because I doubt if there were the preservatives in the refrigeration.
No, we delivered bread 6 days a week at that time.
Because
we didn't deliver on Sunday, but we delivered the bread 6 days a week.
People wanted their bread almost every day.
That's right.
And they kept it. How did they keep it?
Well, usually in a bread box. Nowadays, most of the people, I know I do, put my bread in the refrigerator.
Yes, it does seem to keep it fresher.
It keeps it longer, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know some people that even freeze it.
Yes. Well, you can, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We might go on a little bit more to other aspects of the city. How the city of Decatur differed then from the town that we know today?
Well, when I moved to Decatur, my family and I checked, and then there was 66,400 people in Decatur.
And today?
Today we have over 90,000 people in Decatur. And this, of course, is due to the growth of some of the large companies coming into Decatur and employing employment of a large number of people. And I think Decatur has a wonderful location. It's central part of the state. And I want to say right here, Decatur's been mighty good to me and my family.
Well, that's good to hear.
Of course, I feel quite proud to be a citizen of Decatur.
Of course, you have done a great deal for Decatur, too. For example, you've taken part in a large number of civic organizations.
Been a Colonian for about 35 years.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, I was first a Colonian in Burlington, Iowa, and when I came to Decatur, my competitor, Mr. Grover Patton, invited me to come to the Decatur Club
for a visit. That's good spirit.
So we had good relations competitively in those days. Mm-hmm. I knew Grover Patton and some of his friends. Thurman McDavid was sales manager mm-hmm. for that bakery. And I knew the Conklin brothers. Mm-hmm. And we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
It was good relationship.
Yeah. So you joined the Kiwanis.
I joined Kiwanis. I also served on the Salvation Army Advisory mm-hmm. Board for 15 years. I belonged to the United Commercial Travelers, not a civic organization, but a insurance organization. Mm-hmm. After I retired, I became very active in some of our senior citizens organizations.
Yes, I know that you are still active in those organizations.
Yeah.
Let's go back to when you first came to Decatur. You had your family here, two girls and a boy, yeah. I believe you said. Do you think Decatur was a good place to raise children?
I do. I know my children got a good basic education here. The two girls and my boy all went through the elementary schools here, then went into the Decatur. I thought it was called Stephen Decatur, maybe it wasn't, but Decatur High School, which is downtown. All three of them are graduates.
I believe it was just across the street from where we're sitting right now.
Almost.
The Civic Center is.
Yeah, it's a little in that next block.
Right.
It's right where the Civic Center is now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right where the Civic Center is,
uh-huh.
and all three of my children graduated from that high school there,
uh-huh.
and my son, he was especially proud of it,
uh-huh.
and he lives now out in the close to the Stephen Decatur, and his children are graduating from Stephen Decatur High School. Yeah,
have had
three of them. I got. Oh, by the way, this is off the subject, but it's very interesting. I had three grandchildren born in. The same year of 1964.
Two different mothers.
Two different mothers.
Yes.
Three grandchildren. One, my oldest grandchild that year was born in California to my oldest daughter. This other grandson born here in Decatur from my son and his wife. And then the third one, a girl, was born in June in St. Louis, Missouri, to my daughter and her husband. And now they're all graduating at this graduation service right now.
Right now.
June 4th.
You can't attend all graduations.
No, only one. My son here in Decatur.
Right. Well, you
my grandson here in Decatur.
You must have some great family reunions.
Oh, we do.
You, of course, are retired. I believe you said you had retired.
Yeah.
I believe you said you retired twice.
I did. I retired from the bacon business in 1957, and I didn't know just exactly what to do with my retirement. So Henry Bolts of the Chamber of Commerce called me one morning and asked me to come down. He wanted to talk to me. I went down. See him. I ended up being hired to take over one of the jobs at the Chamber of Commerce right after my retirement from the bakery. And I stayed there for 5 years.
Very good. Well, what was the job?
Well, I was assistant to Mr. Bowles mm-hmm. in charge of some of the various committees.
What kinds of questions come to the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, a lot of problems. I'd say Henry Bowles was responsible for the bringing of some outside businesses into Decatur, which helped the growth of Decatur.
Mr. Emmons, you mentioned earlier that there were various businesses that helped the growth of Decatur, as you've just mentioned. What are some of these businesses that are so important to Decatur?
Well, I might mention the following. Of course, there's been others besides these I'm going to mention, but these are possibly the bigger ones, was the York Division and the Marble-Shevler Division of the BorgWarner Company, for one, located across the south of the lake. Then there's the Caterpillar Tractor Company. They have a big plant in Decatur, building road machinery. And they've contributed a lot to the population of Decatur. Then was the, they're not active anymore, but the United States Signal Depot was in Decatur for a good many years. Then the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company, the General Electric Company, and then there have been a good many smaller manufacturing companies, wholesale and retail businesses, that have been established in Decatur in the later decade.
Now, we all know that at the very present time, some of these companies are in rather hard times, as a general business atmosphere of the country is, but do you think that they are sound and will have a comeback?
Well, I think these companies are all good, sound companies, and I don't see any reason why there shouldn't be a revival a little later on.
Well, it's encouraging to see that you're so optimistic about it, and you really do think now that Decatur has a great future.
I do.
Well, good. We're very pleased to hear of your experiences and to know that you have contributed so much to Decatur, too, so that we have enjoyed very much hearing your reminiscences, and thank you for coming to take part.
Okay.
You have been listening to the memoirs of Mr. Robert Emmons. This is Betty Trunell for the Decatur Public Library.
Number of years. Got her master's in New York City.
But your son stayed in Decatur.
My son stayed in Decatur, working for the East Ada Manufacturing Company.
So he's carrying on the tradition that you started there.
And at the present time, he's a member of the school board.
Well, very good. I can see he's carrying on the family tradition.
And he's also a co-artist.
Right. Well, very good. Well, it seems to me that you really are enjoying your retirement.
Trying to.
I think you're doing very well. Do you have any other activities?
Well, I try to do a little gardening, and I have various meetings that I go to.
Travel.
And travel and spend the winters down in Texas.
Well, very good. So it seems to me that you have a very good life. And we thank you very much for sharing your experiences with us, Mr. Emmons.
Well, I'm glad to.
It's really been a pleasure to hear some of your experiences and to find such an ardent advocate for Decatur.
Okay, well, that's the way I feel.
Well, great. You have been listening to the reminiscences of Mr. Robert Emmons. This is Betty Trunell for the Decatur Public Library.